Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the journey of self-leadership mastery and life success. Reinvent or evolve yourself as you redesign your business. Dual innovation. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and more effectively. Learn something new from our conversation today.
Well, Nancy, for me, the experience of our conversation has been very enlightening, and it helped me to, you know, reflect back on some of the things that I have gone through in my entrepreneurial journey. And you helping me process through it and really gets me excited and feel empowered for, you know, this next phase and this next step of what I'm excited to do with Glow Lighting. So I really appreciate your questions and your conversation to help me, you know, take what I've gone through in the past and use it as a strength to move forward.
Welcome to We Mentor Mondays. I'm Nancy. Today's mentor guest is Matt Mueller. Matt is a small-town farm kid who first got introduced to entrepreneurship and business through network marketing when he was a senior in engineering college. He went to North Dakota State University, received or earned an engineering degree. He immediately took the leap to become a solopreneur and has never looked back. His businesses in the inflatable carnival industry and indoor tanning industry have taken him to every corner of Minnesota and across the country. In our first part of our conversation, you heard of the vibrant community that really helped Matt really get a strong foundation under him. As Dr. Bessel van der Kolk, he's a psychiatrist, has said in his book, The Body Keeps the Score, Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma, he says, and I quote, "In order to become confident and capable adults, it helps enormously to have grown up with steady and predictable parents, parents who delighted in you, in your discoveries and explorations, parents who helped you organize your comings and goings, and who served as role models for self-care and getting along with other people. And defects in any of these areas are likely to manifest themselves later in life. So we learn as we experience life and have some self-experiences in the product of balancing between our rational and emotional brains, and we discover what the foundation is that we were brought up in. And so if you're missing something in your foundation, the beauty of life experiences is that we have another opportunity to revisit what we missed and find ways to repair our heart. Like if a child who's been ignored or chronically humiliated, they're likely to really struggle with a lot of self-respect. And so, you know, any part of the foundation that wasn't strong, that helped us become confident, it shows up in our adult life in a myriad of ways. But as you heard in our first conversation with Matt, he's a natural, you know, connector. He's a freedom seeker. He's always looking for opportunities, and he seems to find a way to land on his feet. And part of that is he grew up in a very strong German Catholic family. I mean, 55 cousins and two younger siblings, one a girl and one a boy. This culture of being around your family members in a smaller town in Cold Spring, Minnesota, provided him the opportunity to connect with people and develop strong relationships with people over a period of time. Hi, Matt. Would you describe your upbringing that way?
Yes, absolutely. So it's funny, as I moved to Arizona about 5 years ago, after, you know, 34 years of in Minnesota around family and cousins, people are always like, "Oh, do you miss your family?" And I just remember feeling like, no, like I have an abundance of family and foundation and love that I have been around for 35 years that will carry me for the rest of my life, maybe. And I've always felt, yes, very, very much supported in that. And you know, I think that was my transition into more of a freedom exploration when I moved geographically. And, you know, I had the foundation of support and love from my family, and it's always there. And that's kind of what gave me that security to go and in that next phase of life to really explore, you know, when everything kind of blew up in my career and in my marriage of, all right, what's next?
So. Yeah. So as you heard in our first conversation, Matt's wife, Stacy, they had been married 6 years, and she had decided that she didn't want to be married to Matt anymore. And so Matt was really involved with the family business of Worldwide Dream Builders and Amway. And so it's a very people-oriented business. You're all connected also in many religious practices. Many network marketing companies have a religious foundation where people connect. And then you also have the financial part. And when the structure kind of implodes, taking apart or dismantling each of the relationships and separating out your finances from your identity and from the relationships that you're involved with each other is no easy feat. And Matt, I just feel like you're such an inspiration with how you've taken the lessons that you've been learning or your experiences, but always it seems like you're seeking is bringing you to other mentors who are helping you transition these pivotal moments in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Very well said. And it's kind of been a theme as I reflect back of maybe why was this possible for me or easier for me than other people. But I just look back at my upbringing in athletics where I would shift from coach and team every season. And that kind of carried on through my entire life. So that's kind of, you know, been a pattern that I guess I had been already creating and practicing my entire life. So although this was extremely challenging for me, I think much more comfortable and possible than maybe for other people that aren't used to, you know, jumping from mentor and coach and relationship, you know, I've already done it in seasons of my life. So it was something that was definitely possible. And we're years down the path now, so I can look back and say, you know, I think I made it through with joy and with a smile and healthily.
Yeah. And how have you healed your heart?
I feel like I'm a very forward-thinking guy to begin with. And, you know, I have a lot of new relationships that have come into my life from business and mentors and friends and romantic that really just kind of helps, you know, realize, all right, when you unattach from something else, there's always something else better waiting for you, you know, as you move forward down the road. So
kind of like when one door closes, another one opens.
Right. Absolutely. And the next one always seems to be better. At least that's my perspective and my hope. And so, you know, that's what's been in front of me and in store for me for sure.
Yeah. And what would you say are some of the biggest gems that you learned from that period of your life?
I really value the closeness and the connectedness. I think now being unattached is a new phase. You know, growing up in a huge family system and you feel safe, you feel secure in that. But also you don't always own your own individuality in there and your own decisions of, you know, your desires, your beliefs, whatever. So I definitely value that, but now also take value in the fact that when I was able to separate myself geographically and from the attachments to those relationships and that culture, it also gave me an opportunity to create time and space to figure out, okay, who am I really? If it's a blank slate and there's this big world out there, you know, what do I really want to do in this phase, at least, or in general, right? Or how do I want to show up in the world outside of the culture that I was raised in, the business community, the family, the relationships? And it really kind of gave me a whole new fresh start to go figure out, okay, who am I and how do I want to, you know, show up in the world?
Yeah, it's beautiful. And your rebuilding then took you in 2017 to Arizona. So tell us how you landed on your feet there.
Yeah, so I had, I called it my side hustle. I had a business buying and selling tanning and spa equipment all tanning equipment, UV tanning beds, spray tanning booths, to business all over the country. So I had business owners all over the country. And one of my biggest clients, customers was down, a family-owned business down in Arizona. And I had a couple cousins that lived there, and I loved the weather and a lot of friends from my hometown. So I was looking at moving someplace warm, and my decision between Denver, Colorado, Las Vegas, and Phoenix ultimately took me to Phoenix because I had the biggest network there. And it was a market that was definitely growing and is still continuing to grow. But back at that time in 2005, when I moved there, it was just a lot of digital marketers there, a lot of solopreneurs and freelance entrepreneurs, and a lot of opportunities. So for me, as somebody who is now trying to start over, just going into that market, there was so an abundance of opportunities thrown in front of me of like, okay, I have choices here. Like, now what do I really want to do? And it was a great market for entrepreneurship and for starting something new, for sure.
One thing that I hear from those who have been involved in network marketing, it was a great opportunity, like a springboard into entrepreneurship, in that you learn the sales techniques and cash flow and a lot about products and retail and how to move products and how to develop long-term relationships. And so all those things helped you with kind of noticing all these other opportunities out there. I mean, you've got a really good business head.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super grateful for especially Worldwide Dream Builders. It is a great training organization to teach young people, me coming into the organization out of college. You know, it's a Harvard degree in business over 14 years for me, right? Through experience, through training, and the people skills really empowered me, I believe, to go do anything that I wanted to do. And, you know, looking back at my initial dream when I got exposed to it was I just wanted to make 60 grand a year part-time versus 60 grand a year full-time working for some company. And through the mentorship, I was able to do that with other businesses and through the income from that. So I really got what I wanted, even if it wasn't through that vehicle, because I was intentional clear about my vision and what do I want to create and how do I want to create it. So I was able to do that through other opportunities because of the mentorship.
Nice. So some of the key things about like having resilient relationships is the compassion. So like when we go through really hard things, it expands our opportunities to look at other people and say, oh my gosh, you know, I have a lot more compassion now for people who go through a divorce, let's say, you know, or mindfulness. I now need to take care of myself in a different way that maybe I was allowing other people to take care of me. And now I have to really, you know, work on self-care and figure out what I'm made of, and your ability to learn and having grit and gratitude. And your confidence seems like it's always been steady. Was it shaken up during that time?
I feel like yes. I mean, in general, I would say yes, it was shaken up during that time just because I was, you know, I had attached a lot of my attaboys or to my success or my presence in the organization. And so when you're now not getting that validation that you're seeking through that industry, you know, you go look to find it someplace else. So I think to a degree, yes, I had a lot of great people in my life and, you know, a lot of support. So that wasn't a huge challenge, I guess, to move on after a short period of time. But yeah, definitely when your validation and your purpose and your, you know, your value get then in question or that's no longer there, it was a challenge for sure.
Yeah. And to find out who you are outside of those things, like you're right. More than those things. You're more than kind of, you know, the person who was in all these relationships and developing this lifestyle. You're more than that. And you were able to claim your motivation. And really, it took a lot of courage. So as you're seeing the abundance of opportunities in Phoenix and you're buying, selling tanning beds, how did the path to starting up Glow Lighting Minnesota come about?
Yeah, so in my transition to Phoenix, I definitely like tipped the table from being rooted in a community, having the house, having a relationship, being committed to all of these people that I'm, you know, committed to lead and help grow, and had transitioned into kind of a freedom lifestyle with my tanning business providing the income 5 to 10 days a month for me to really just create time and space to to learn, to grow, to explore other things, and had got exposed to digital marketing, which really opened up my eyes to the power of marketing and products and entrepreneurship and, you know, the solopreneur. And my goal for a while was to be a digital nomad and go live in Bali and work my laptop, and just couldn't quite find the vehicle to make that happen financially.
Okay.
So I got exposed to a bunch of different people through my second cousin who had a digital marketing agency down in Phoenix Market, and he did really well. And so I was like, oh, okay. He was working with small businesses. I love connecting to small business owners. The upside is very great here. And so I started down that path right pre-COVID. And so I love doing face-to-face meetings and connecting. We're helping small businesses market on Google and Facebook to bring in new customers. That was congruent with, you know, my being and who I like to work with. And then when COVID happened, that kind of blew it up and I was working with a business partner at the time, and it kind of blew up. And so now I can no longer meet with people face to face. And that was kind of my whole reason of why I started down that path in that industry. And I just realized I couldn't get myself to sit in an office behind a computer. And so if I'm not allowed to meet with people face to face, like, why am I doing this thing? And at the same time, my tanning business got super busy. So I just kind of evolved back into, you know, doing that more full time. And over that next year, my cousin had, who has the marketing agency, had partnered with a guy to start this lighting company that was based out of Salt Lake City. They've been around for 8 years. They do about $10 million in sales in Salt Lake City. And they had brought in this product of a cool, unique LED exterior lighting company. And they just tried it in Arizona. And they launched it last fall, and it kind of blew up, and people loved it, and it took off. And so as I'm struggling with this, oh, I should build a digital marketing agency, and I should do something more than tanning, I get exposed to this business model and started to, you know, think about it. Wow, do a little research in Minnesota, where I'm from, where my network is, where my family is, my whole lifestyle up to that point, and realize that nobody's doing this in Minnesota. And we have a great holiday celebratory spirit here, and it's dark and cold, you know,
right,
starting at about 5 p.m., you know, for about 4 or 5 months a year. So people could bring a little light into their life would help a little bit. So,
yeah.
And so I had seen also through my tanning business that over the last 10 years, the hottest thing in tanning technology-wise was the accent lights on the tanning bed that literally just glow up the tanning bed. Has nothing to do with the tan. It has to do with the lights that are on the outside of the tanning bed. And that's what attracted people to this new equipment. And so I had that kind of as a reference point in the back of my mind. And, you know, people love their lights, and we love to illuminate our life in many ways. And I think it's through light and through breath that we can access our subconscious the easiest and the most. So our human experience with light, there is much a connection there.
Yeah. So do you still have the tanning business?
So I actually had just walked away and started saying no to opportunities in May. So when I came back to Minnesota, I decided after talking with my cousin about his business and really looking at, all right, you know, what's the next phase of my life? The tanning thing had just kind of carried over, and it was very part-time, and it was great part-time. It was a great side hustle, and I was only working 5 to 10 days a month and allowing me to live a lifestyle, but I couldn't scale it because I was buying and selling used equipment. So it was capped out. So there was no room to grow in that.
Yeah.
And that was just a freelancing opportunity. You know, it was just me on my own, basically.
Mm-hmm. And now you have a vision to really build a venture.
Yeah. So I'd seen the model that my cousin had proved in the Arizona market, and the opportunity to, you know, to build a business in Minnesota and then with potential to take it to other markets. So, you know, with my network marketing background, you know, and my natural connector ability, I always see things through opportunity. You know, I want to connect people to opportunity. And if this product is only in 14 markets in the country, well, and successful in those 14 markets, that means there's a whole country open to, you know, bring this solution to, and a whole bunch of entrepreneurs that are looking for potential business opportunities. And this could be a great one for them.
Yeah. I'd like to make a distinction between entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs.
Sure, I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Well, a lot of people in network marketing, I would consider entrepreneurs, where they don't want the overhead of the company and they don't want to deal with the marketing, and they like advancing the original vision of the company. And they can see themselves staying with that and growing with that. And they have where the opportunity is to grow is to grow your downline and really build upline relationships and really just help expand the company. Art Fry, who invented the Post-it note, who's been on my podcast, he worked with 3M and he's an entrepreneur. So he's an inventor. The most amazing inventor of all time. And he didn't want to develop his own Post-it note venture. He built the venture with the monies within 3M. And so entrepreneurs are really instrumental in helping advance entrepreneurs' dreams. And so when you're building out your entity, you may want to look for entrepreneurs who have skills in building relationships within your company that are quite extraordinary, that a typical entrepreneur can't do, because they're out hunting for their next opportunity and they're building it. And so entrepreneurs are really great with building the infrastructure internally within a company.
That's a fantastic distinction. I have not heard it described that way. That's great. Absolutely agree.
Okay. So I was just thinking, I can hear from your past that you're a multi-venture entrepreneur.
Yes.
So you can see yourself being successful in many different types of businesses, but you do like a model that's already been semi-proven before you take the risk to do it yourself.
Yeah, correct. I think I'm very much an entrepreneur in that way. I'm not, I don't need to redesign and redesign the wheel here. I'm very happy to pay for the shortcut, for sure.
Yeah. And so, but in your role, you're also going to be challenged to really build out the venture. And that's where you can really develop your entrepreneurial side very significantly, if you can capture a vision of how to do it. Like once, now that you've known, you were shown the map, you can, the longer you're in it, you can play around with the opportunity and see how you can build it out. So I would suggest not being confined to the map that you were introduced to, because it's new in the marketplace and it's been tried out in two different states and now this is the third. And so if you can see that it can work in different states, will you have the opportunity to build it out in the way in which you would like to?
Yeah, that's the challenge for me. Yep, that's the next step is, first building out the system here and the model for myself so I understand it and realize where the value is and where the pain points are. And then with the goal of tapping into my entrepreneurial spirit and really building a team to go be able to duplicate that. So that is the challenge in front of me for that opportunity to grow, for sure.
Yeah, and if this is the hit it out of the ballpark type opportunity for you, really hang on to it and build it, because you've, tried out a number of different ventures now. And I think getting some roots underneath a venture and some traction, you can really create, a lot of wealth.
Well, thank you. That's confirming to everything I've heard from different parties for the last few days.
So oh, really?
Yes. In almost word for word. Yes.
Okay. Way.
So we're on the right path. Thank you for continuing to kick me along.
Well, I would like to validate your path. And so tell us a little bit more about Glow Lighting and how it works and how you're lighting up Minnesota.
So Glow Lighting is a unique solution that is allowed by technology of LED lights and a controller we mount it on the trim of someone's home or business, and there's an LED every 9 inches, and we mount it in an aluminum track. So that makes it a permanent solution. So it's a permanent, as I saw it initially, as a permanent holiday light solution, which is amazing because a lot of people, especially in this market, pay to seasonally have holiday lights put up on their home or their business. And then now as I'm involved in it more, it also is utilized as a architectural accent light. So we put it up on your roof line. So if you have these big peaks and these big, beautifully designed eaves, it illuminates that and the architecture of your home, all from the exact same system. It's designed to be controlled on an app. So you control every light individually. It's 100% customizable from the colors, the speed, the patterns. So it's a permanent system that can be used primarily for permanent holiday lighting, accent lighting daily, security lighting. It can be tied into your home security system and or game day lighting. And for me, you know, I like to celebrate life. So I see it as a tool to help people, you know, celebrate life and represent the joy on the inside of their home, on the outside of it.
Excellent. And there are some beautiful pictures too that I'm including in the show notes so that you can see, you know, Matt lighting up the Vikings colors.
Yes, is that in front of you? Football season is coming up.
Yeah, that's right. And you and I both thought it would be a good time to bring our conversation together forward and the opportunity to people to light up their houses because we are entering into the holiday season from here on in. You're also, along with the products, it's for residential and it's also for retail businesses. Can you express a little bit about how the lighting works for retail businesses?
Yeah, so for commercial, our purpose is for attraction. So it's on the exterior of your roof line and it's for attraction. So the lights are facing out and you can, you know, every holiday, you can celebrate different holiday lighting for game day lighting. It's just more of a attraction and attention to get more attraction to your business. So if you're in the middle of the woods and you have a manufacturing shop and nobody sees, well, it's kind of pointless unless your employees want to enjoy it. But for those people that are spending tons of money to have a storefront on a visible road, it helps with, you know, attraction, of celebrating of the holidays and, you know, game days or special events.
You don't have a security system that you're providing. You have the lighting, it lights up the neighborhood, so it makes it a little bit more safe and secure. Is that what you're...
Yeah, so the security aspect of it is the fact that it can integrate with your home security system. So if that is triggered, then these lights would go on, which would illuminate the whole perimeter of your home. You know, if you have your whole home wrapped, it's just illuminating the whole perimeter of your home, and that can provide, or if you just have it daily set to be lit up, that's just, you know, allowing for your neighbors to be able to see what's going on in your house. So it's just a built-in lighting solution that integrates with your home security system. It can integrate in with your Amazon Echo or your Siri to, you know, automatically turn it on for accent or for security if you're not home.
Oh, that's so cool. You're also looking for people to help you. Part of your business is to expand your crew of installers. Tell us a little bit more about that, just in case somebody listening would like to take you up on an opportunity to work with you.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's, I think every business owner has a little bit of that challenge and is always looking to attract great people onto the team. And, you know, my goal with this business is for it to be easy, lucrative, and fun. And so we're looking to attract people that are willing to be a part of something that has huge growth potential. And we're building a first-class service organization. So we are hiring installer technicians to properly, you know, install this on someone's house when they have this huge investment. We want to treat everyone else's property as if it's our own and make sure that we're doing a great job installing our system as, you know, effectively and as cleanly as we can. So we're looking for installation technicians to, you know, support us and our team for installing the lights on people's homes and with opportunity to grow into other functions as our business grows here.
Excellent. And are you working with a partner right now, or are you the person and you've got other people working with you, but they're not partners in the business?
I don't have any partners in the business right now. No, I have a contract with the supplier. I basically bought the rights to the Minnesota market to sell and service their product. The supplier, Jellyfish Lighting, is out of Salt Lake City, and they've been around for 8 years and have been, you know, developing this product and installing it in that market and a couple other markets outside of the country.
Very cool. All right. Well, you've had quite the life so far.
It's been a fun journey. Absolutely. So it's great to be back here in Minnesota and get to enjoy the people here and the beautiful summer that we've had so far. And we'll see if I can keep my smile come first snowfall.
I think you'll do just fine, especially if you're lighting up people's houses for the holiday season.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being here and being so open about sharing your life experiences with us today.
All right. Thanks, Nancy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I wish you the best in the future. And we'll probably meet sometime in person.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. And thanks for listening, everybody. And thanks, Mike Cabeas, videographer, photographer, mon frère de notre mère, brother from another mother. And we'll see you all next week. Do you want to build upon your leadership skills and become effective as a business owner? Do you want to evolve yourself as you redesign your business? You can. We know that dual innovation with mentoring works. We've mentored thousands of emerging to experienced entrepreneurial leaders and small business owners in this dual innovation process since 1992. We are here to co-create a mentoring process where you can nourish resilient relationships while you redesign your business. Resilient relationships promote relational literacy, the ability to understand and express healthy ways of relating. Even a slight increase in relational literacy can lead to significant improvement in all of your relationships. So why not take the risk to move out of dysfunctional relating and move into ways to deepen your connection to yourself and others? Assert self-leadership. If you aren't already subscribed to this podcast, go do it now. Go to wementor.com and get the support and skills needed to build a purposeful life journey with your peers on the entrepreneurial leadership path, consciously co-creating our future. You can also join our virtual mentoring community for one-on-one strategic mentoring or participate in a WeMentor lab, because we mentor meaningful conversations and activities that lead to higher levels of functionality and engagement in our world and everything that we do with each other. So engage your curiosity and become the leader you envision yourself to be today. WeMentor.com. Go there. Check it out.